It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
We do it on the daily at 7:30. It's flashback time on a Friday. It's brought to you by Visit Cleburne. Well, look, some days on the calendar just have a lot of things that happen that change the face, the sound, the history of country music. Today's kind of one of them. Starting with, on this particular date, 9th of January, 1960, the great Patsy Cline inducted into the Grand Ole Opry. Now, she didn't perform when she was inducted because back then, if you were inducted, you didn't get like a formal big old shindig ceremony.
Oh, no.
Nor did anybody come out and surprise you or anything like they do now and have for like the past 15 years or so. In 1960, Patsy Cline inducted into the Grand Ole Opry as a member. 68, Loretta Lynn records Fist City, one of those songs that got her banned from country radio
in the 60s.
Yeah. The next year, also controversial, just for another reason, Glenn Campbell goes into a studio in 1969 and records Galveston. He did that in Hollywood at Capitol Studios. Fast forward to 1996, our buddies over there, Billy Bob's Texas, got a nice little sign out front, officially recognized with a historical marker designation. And our buddy is about to get a whole bunch of awards, and we'll actually have another story about him coming up. 2012, Neil McCoy, he was added to his Walk of Fame in his hometown of Jacksonville, Texas. 2019, memorial service held for Troy Gentry of Montgomery Gentry there in Nashville. And on the birthday front, well, we mentioned she would have been 80 today, Naomi Judd. But happy birthday this morning and today. She is still effervescently graceful in every way. Loretta's little sister, Crystal Gayle, 75 today. Happy birthday, girl.
Don't know when I've been so blue.